Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Yeah. Freddie's got a record with him, and I'm going to put it on the turntable in a moment here, and I'm not going to look at it.
So okay.
I'm not going to know what
it is.
Yeah,
but you usually don't need to look at it.
Well,
pretty doggone good. I remember one time I had, it was my 45th birthday, I remember.
Really?
And I was living over, I was over in your neighborhood,
uh-huh.
And you came up, you and Bev, and we played Name That Tune.
Oh, really?
And you destroyed all the competition.
I remember
much
that.
To the chagrin of everybody else who was trying to play, who kept saying, Ringer. Ringer.
Well, it was fun.
It was. Well, yeah, me and you had a lot of fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Until Ron got all the questions right, you know? About three notes would play, and
I would shout out the name of the song and
exactly.
the artist. But the people who were
Ebony
on my
Eyes.
The people who were on my team loved me.
Oh yeah, they did.
They loved it. They
you
had
could
a great
see
time.
Everybody else going. Didn't he have somewhere to be?
Well, what do you got today? If I get a chance to do the same
in
thing.
In a way it's kind of a deep cut, but it's also a single. Mm-hmm. Was not their most popular tune, mm-hmm. but certainly one that had kind of a driving rock and roll beat to it,
uh-huh.
and so I pulled it out.
All right. Well, you got any more hints?
Yeah, the year is 1975.
Mm-hmm.
The tune addressed then an issue that continues to plague us.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Name the song and the group that Ron's about to play.
Okay, Freddie's handed me the record. I got it on the right
yep,
side?
Yeah, you got the right side.
All right, here we go. Let's drop it down.
Boom.
One, two, one, two,
Skinner, man, those guys could play guitar, you know?
I'm going to tell you something.
They're great guitarists.
A lot of Southern rock groups get kind of dissed. These guys, the Allman Brothers,
yeah.
and were unbelievable. The yeah. Dregs.
Yeah.
I mean, they were unbelievable musicians.
I saw a documentary not too long ago on Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah.
And how they practiced more than anybody. I mean, they were tight.
They were tight.
And then they play the song the same way when they got in concert, wouldn't deviate from it. And, you know, I think that's a lot of the key to their success, in addition to being really
unbelievable musicians.
Yeah. Saturday Night Special is the name of the song.
Yep. Seems nothing has changed, however, with the issue of gun control. And, of course, that was the message of that song, how easy it was to get firearms, and in particular one that was referred to as a Saturday Night Special.
Pardon me while I walk over here in the corner and get sick.
Yeah, and all the things that could possibly go on.
Yeah.
The single came off their Nothing Fancy album, and it peaked in the U.S. of A. on the Billboard chart at number 27, mm-hmm. but it was a driving, rolling, galloping drum beat that drove that tune.
Great song.
Saturday Night Special.
You got it, man. Thank you.
Yep.